Some of these early figures in archaeology are like crazy relatives you don't really want to talk about. One example of this is another Italian, Giovanni Belzoni. Like others from this era, he had a large personality, but not the greatest methods by today's standards. Belzoni was a circus strongman over 6.5 feet tall. He traveled to Egypt to help with irrigation projects and somehow became stranded there. He began exporting Egyptian antiquities to Britain to help fill the British Museum. Among the objects he exported is the giant head of Ramses II from the Egyptian site of Thebes. Belzoni's methods make modern archaeologists cringe. It is no longer considered acceptable, nor so easy, to go into someone else's country and remove their prized artifacts and heritage. Like most of the antiquarians of this time, Belzoni often destroyed sites and other artifacts to get to the stuff he was most interested in. Your book mentions an episode where Belzoni sat on and crushed a number of skeletons to get to the 7-ton statue of Ramses. He was said to have destroyed several stone columns. Still, Belzoni was an improvement over others of this time period in some respects, in that he kept careful notes and made drawings.